Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy, the artist Khalid. You're now rocking with the Justice Lane Show. That's fire right here from 7 to 8, Friday and Saturdays on IFM. Yeah. We hustle and bust these knuckles. Struggle is not the same. We open, believe we close, to pull closer to Justice Lane. Show them just how we do it. We moving to pick pursuers. Lose them, we blowing corners. They on us, claiming the music that's slapping 7 to 8. Friday, Saturday, Saints. We raise them up at the ball. On God, I push through the hate. IFM. I ain't them, I'm something different. Get your pads and your pistols to bear witness. A lot of them tried to do it. Influenced more by the culture. Cautious when you approach us. The snakes in the grass, we smash them up with them vultures. Boss can never hold us, I told them we do it better. Got them dotting every I, cross the T's to the letter. For cheddar, we go the distance. We've been close to the edge, yeah, I swear that we only inches. Listen to how we bounce. Work when to turn it out. From the bottom, we run it out. They bottom, they hit the drought. We're about to lose it. We're about to do it. We're about to push our phone up. Let's see how this goes. And right before I lose it, I'ma shoot my bullshit. But I got to lose it. This is how the story goes.
Good afternoon, world. It's your girl, Justice Lane, and you're tuned into IFM Radio. I really appreciate everybody that's tuning in. I want to give a big shout out to everybody. For people that are just tuning in for the beginning of the year, I want to wish you guys a happy new year, a very productive and prosperous 2020. Make sure you subscribe to our main by visiting our main website, ifm-radio.com. I have a special guest today. We have a lot of call-ins. We're going to take, we're going to talk about a lot of topics. But right now, we're going to get into the first song of the day. This is Fabulous V-Mix, Boot Up.
That jacuzzi, not that pool party Biggie threw in juice. Way too many niggas flashing in that. See, that ain't even my style. What type of fashion is that? Cause yo, you fall in love, couple boo-boos is cool. But I'll be damned if you got me looking boo-boo the fool. I got
feelings, shit, so deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. You control my anxiety. Like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do.
Boot up, and my heart goes bottom. Boot up, beat it out.
Hello, hello. If you're just tuning in, I want to welcome you to the Justice Lane Show at IFM Radio. You already know. Make sure I'm just a mess today. It's the beginning of the week. It's Tuesday, you know, so, you know, all passes for mess ups, right? Okay, let's start over again. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and all that good stuff. It's your girl, Justice Lane, and you're tuned into IFM Radio. Make sure you subscribe by visiting our main website at ifm-radio.com. We have a lot of good things coming. Like always, it's a new year. Again, if you're just tuning in for the 2020, Happy New Year. We have a whole new show lineup. I'm about to get into that. Each and every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, you can tune into Monday Madness with DJ Cool J. On Tuesdays, you already know you got your girl, me. On Wednesdays, we have Street Monsters radio show from 8 to 9 p.m. with DJ Spitsum. On Thursdays and Fridays, well, every Thursday and Friday, you are live with OG Lady Taz Smoke Session from noon to 1 p.m. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we have the Shutdown Mix. I'm so sorry. Shutdown Mix with DJ Dizzy broadcasting live out of Miami, Florida. Make sure you show love. A lot of our hosts are from New York, California, North Carolina, Florida. So make sure you support. For everybody that's been asking in regards to IFM Magazine and when we'll be releasing a new issue, just stay tuned in. You know, we're constantly always making everything bigger and better to offer a great platform for all the indie artists as well as majors, as well as, you know, up-and-coming business owners or people that are looking to expand their brands. So just, you know, like I said, subscribe to us. You can receive a newsletter via email. You just have to go to our website, ifm-radio.com, scroll down to the bottom, enter your email, and subscribe, and you can kind of get everything that we have going on. Basically, the overall new model for this year is basically we're offering distribution to artists. So we're utilizing the platform so indie artists can gain exposure. You know, we always preach be seen, be heard with IFM Radio Network. So you can visit our website now. Well, we're kind of still updating it, but, you know, check back in a few days. But the website is currently active. So, and, you know, you'll be able to visit the website. You'll be able to receive marketing, distribution, you know, for your music, also films. Shout out to Diani Media. Make sure you visit their website as well, DianiMedia.com. That's D-I-A-A-N-I. media.com. Let me see what else we got going on. Oh, well, speaking of distribution, I want to give a shout out to B Flame. He has a single releasing through Madhouse Productions called You're My Champion. So make sure you check that out. That'll be releasing exclusively through Madhouse to all streaming platforms and stores for Valentine's Day. So February 14th, make sure you check for that. Also, I want to give a shout out to Zocap with WSMG representing out of Broward County, Florida. Make sure you check him out. He recently just expanded his record label, his indie label. He's just signed a whole bunch of new artists. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's joined that team and, you know, give them blessings on all their upcoming projects. Also, he's starting to film his TV series, Exit 36. So make sure you check that out. That will be available this summer on Amazon Prime. I'm sorry, there's just so much to say. What else? Let me see. I'm trying to give you guys everything, but I don't want to talk too much. Because, you know, we have 45 minutes. We have a whole hour. So I'm going to play some music. Matter of fact, let me do that. I'm going to play some music. Oh, and then I'll be back and give y'all some more news. But before we do that, I want to give blessings and prayers and maybe a few seconds of silence to everybody in Puerto Rico because of the earthquake, and also Australia is, it's horrible. It's just horrible. I want to pray for them. I hope God's with them and everybody there. You know, we lost, like, I think the last time I checked the news, it was over a million and something animals that just, you know, got caught up in the fire. So that's really sad. But, you know, again, moment of silence real quick. Okay, prayers, blessings up. Okay, we're going to get into the a song. Matter of fact, it's from 2 Chainz. Somebody needs to hear this. And I think it's perfect for this show. And when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in New York and Cali. And then we have a special guest joining us shortly from Carolina Music, representing North Carolina. So make sure you tune in for that. Oh, and we're also going to talk about the Golden Globes. Oh, my God. Make sure you guys stay tuned. If you want to call in, 515-605-9898. Until then, this is 2 Chainz. Somebody needs to hear this. Make sure you check out the new music video that he just dropped for this song. It's available on YouTube right now.
I hear y'all niggas still holding y'all nuts on me. See, one thing about holding your nuts on somebody, you literally holding yourself down. You ain't doing nothing to the other person. Like, I don't even feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? I really need more haters. Talking to the ones in the back. I'm in the back. Okay, I see the agenda that they're trying to push. Dear America, why you ain't tell me you's legalizing Kush? If I had known that earlier, I did it by the books. But instead, I had to skip class and go and make a jewel. College grad, might I add? Let me retract. I'm a gift that's already open. Let me rewrap. Had it up to here with the money. Talking kneecap. It's a thin line between cousins out in the defects. Ask them folks to give me a chance. I'm just a juvenile. Got so high, I told my attorney that I'm a sewer cloud. Catch me backing out the space. I can move the crowd. If somebody die over here, the neighbors moving out. Always get portrayed as a villain. Know what a feeling. Ran the shit up off adrenaline and got a million. Then got another meal. Can't forget the other deal. Yeah, I got plenty more. Bitch, I'm talking 20 more. I do a show in the Fendi store. You know I'm great. I'm talking 8. I'm talking 24. I'm talking pool. I'm talking lake. I'm talking tennis court. I'm 6'5". It's hard to ride. No, Aventador.
Tony.
I fuck with you if you fuck with me. I fuck with you if you fuck with me.
No, I'm sorry, I just got
I fuck with you if you fuck with me.
Like,
I fuck with you if you fuck
like,
with me.
Tag somebody need to hear that. Tag them right now.
I fuck with you if you fuck with me.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned into the Justice Lane Show with IFM Radio. Okay, we're back. Now let's talk about the Golden Globes. Oh my goodness. If you guys could see me, I'm just shaking my head. If you were able to watch the 77th Golden Globes Awards, it was shocking. It was shocking. You know, I wasn't surprised by the people that won because they did a great job in their films and, you know, overall in their career. So they deserve the award. But as you all know, it is a 3-hour show. And Ricky Gervais made that very clear with his opening monologue. So basically, I want to play it for you guys, but I don't because it's like, it's so crazy. Like, he had no filter. You know, it looked like he was sipping on something. I don't know whether it was champagne or beer. I don't know what was in his glass, but it was something good enough to just make him say, F it, no filter, let's just go for it and say what I got to say. And then he kept expressing the fact that, you know, this is his last show that he'll be hosting. I mean, not last show, but the last time he'll be hosting for the 77th Golden Globes Award. So basically, that's why he kept saying, you know what, F it. I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to say how I feel. And everybody's face, they went from shock. People were, like, so shocked that they just laughed. They like, it was a nervous laugh. Like, oh, my God, what is this guy going to say? But it was really good. I enjoyed watching it. It was awesome. Let's see who won. Nominees and winners, Brad Pitt, you know, Joe Pesci was in the building, Al Pacino, Tom Hanks, of course. You know, he won the award for Awkwafina. The winner, oh my goodness, she was so funny. She got the Golden Globe Award, and I was hysterically laughing when she said, you know, thank you guys for giving me this award. If I ever fall upon hard times, I can always sell this. I started hysterically laughing. I thought that was great. I love people that are humble and have personalities. So, you know, it kind of just fits right into who I am. So that's amazing. I definitely support those people. Let me see who else. Of course, Ana de Armas, Emma Thompson. Oh, there's like a full list. You know, I can't go through the whole thing right now, but definitely check it out. Again, Golden Globes. It was the 77th one award show, so make sure you check that out. Tom Hanks' reaction to everything was priceless. Like, he was great. They kept zooming in on him. It was amazing. Let me see what else. Again, if you're just tuning in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we're now on Spotify and iHeartRadio. So make sure you visit iHeartRadio, download the app and Spotify, and search IFM Radio and subscribe. So that's really cool. I enjoy Spotify. Oh, and I enjoy iHeartRadio too. I don't want to single them out, but make sure you check it out. Again, I want to give a big shout out to Street Monster Magazine. They just dropped a whole bunch of issues recently, like a couple of days ago. So make sure you go check them out. Visit them on MagCloud. Just search in Street Monsters Magazine. It's MONSTAZ Magazine. So check them out. Their website is coming soon, so you can also check that out. And definitely support them. They're definitely representing for the Midwest and West Coast. They have a lot of good interviews. I was going through their magazine, and they have some things in there with Trina. I think it was, no, it was Trina. I'm trying to think. Oh, they just did a tribute issue to the Jacka. So that was really nice. Make sure you check that out. You know, I'll make sure to give you guys all exclusive information on that. What else do we have going on? I'm trying to stay on to the positive stuff here. Again, make sure you just follow me on Facebook. It's, you know, Justice Lane. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Madhouse Inc. So if you have an Instagram page, it's MAAD House Inc. So you can follow me, and I follow back. I follow everybody back. I always show the love. I love showing love. There's nothing better in the world than love. Speaking of that, I want to send out, like, so much love and blessings. But I've been seeing the pictures. I try not to look. I try because I get so emotional when it comes to animals. Like, oh, it just breaks my heart because of everything that's going on in Australia, the fires. But I saw on the news that they're charging somebody with actually starting those fires. That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, Australia is just as big as the United States. So imagine, like, I don't know, 97% of the United States just on fire. So that's a shame. The last that I checked, there was like a million and plus animals that died in the fire. That's crazy. And then I saw the firefighters giving them water, and I was like, oh, God, I can't look at this. So I kind of scroll fast, and I try not to share it onto my news feed because, I try to stay positive and, give everybody positive news and positive pictures and just, inspirational, motivational kind of stuff, and it was kind of like a tearjerker, like, oh, I couldn't even see it. Even speaking about it right now, it was like my chest hurts, like my heart, because I was seeing all the koala bears, and I was like, oh, my God, if I was there, I would have been, like, running in the fire trying to save all the animals and giving them water. I can't deal with that. That was one thing that I got that I was able to experience, being from the East Coast. And then when I recently moved out to the West Coast into California, Los Angeles, back in the end of 2016, I moved out to Cali, right? And, we always watch the news and we always hear, and see about the fires, but we never really kind of get to experience, like, feel it. And when I was there, that's when, I want to say late 2018, when all the fires broke out. You guys remember all the fires that broke out? I was there, and it was just crazy. There was ash everywhere, and you could smell it. Like, you could smell the fire from, even though I was in, L.A. around downtown working around there, you can still smell it, even though it was, like, maybe a few miles away. So, that was crazy. And you could see it in the air, especially in the morning. But, enough of that. We'll try to, I want happy vibes for you guys. It's the beginning of the week. But again, before we go on to the next topic, again, blessings. I want you guys to pray as hard as you can. If you have any money, even a dollar helps, find a good foundation where you can donate some money to help, send extra firefighters over to Australia so they can help put the fire out. Also, if you've watched the news, Puerto Rico experienced a really bad earthquake. I think it was a 6.5. So I think they're, I'm pretty sure their lights are out. So the electricity is not on. Follow the news. I try to follow the news, but I kind of stay away from it too. I like to talk about stocks. If you want to hear about stocks, I'm your girl. I'm your woman. Because that's what I like to talk about. That's the real world right there. How the economy moves is all in between. You can read all in between the lines when it comes to the stock market. So, again, shout out to, Netflix. They're doing big, huge things, as far as, releasing content and, film, their own personal films. So that's really cool. Also, AT&T is doing big things. They also spoke about that at the Golden Globes. Well, after the Golden Globes, they spoke about that. Matter of fact, the Joker, shout out to the, everybody that casted, played parts in the movie The Joker, because they won at the Golden Globes. So that was really cool. I enjoyed that movie. It was really good. There's a lot of good movies. Maybe that's what we'll talk about when I come back. We'll talk about movies. But right now, we're going to get into the next song. Right after this, we'll be speaking with Carmichael. He's the founder and CEO of Carolina Music out of North Carolina. So make sure you stay tuned. If you want to call in, 515-605-9898. Speaking of North Carolina, this is J. Cole, Middle Child.
You good, T-Money? Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is off balance. I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty. But that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I'm all in my bag. It's hard as it get. I do not throw powder. I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends. I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the Rolly right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, adept in the change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money. Put it is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you rich. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real. Money and your palm will make you real.
Hello, hello. You are tuned into IFM Radio, and I am your host, Justice Lane. We are about to be joined by a special guest. His name is Carmichael, who's the founder and CEO of Carolina Music. Hello, Carmichael. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for asking. And thank you for joining us today on IFM Radio, the Justice Lane Show. Well, let's get right into it. You know, you're buzzing all over the place. We heard about you, you know, having your record label, Carolina Music, you know, putting artists on in North Carolina. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Man, you know, it's been a long time coming, you know, with hip-hop, you know, music, period. Basically, I started the label Carolina Music probably about two and a half years ago. And basically, you know, I felt like the name of Carolina Music, it stand out more because we're the Carolinas. Because, you know, everybody getting all these different names and trying to be like this group and that group. I'm like, nah, why not be the Carolinas? Why not be original? But why not be yourself? You know what I'm saying? And let's be real. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that happened. I felt like that we was, like we was, you know, counting out like JT said, but we, like, I felt like that we was like a special force, something, you know what I'm saying? A powerful, strong fucking force, you know, excuse my language. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So basically, you know, for everybody that's tuned in, again, if you're just tuning in, you are live right now. This is Justice Lane Show. I'm live with Carmichael Taft. He is the founder and CEO of Carolina Music, based out of North Carolina. So, you know, Carmichael, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, you know, you told us about your record label. So, you know, tell us about you. Like, how are you involved in the music industry?
Oh, man. Like, basically, you know, I started off, you know, with a group a long time ago. And, you know, of course, everybody going to have their ups and downs every once in a while, depending on who you link up with. And so basically, you know, I was left out, you know, in the cold. And I left music alone for a long time. And, you know, what really motivated me to get back into doing music, because I started off in church, was basically, you know, an artist out of Alabama, you know, wanted me to push him, because basically I always wanted to rap. I never been a manager, you know, and I never been like a promoter or nothing like that. So, you know, like I told myself, either I'm going to be a rapper or I'm going to be a producer. So, you know, I felt like producing was more in my lane, because it's too many rappers and I ain't have all that time to be writing and doing all this and, you know, doing all rapping at clubs and then auditioning and all this other type of stuff. So, you know, basically I just got on the management side. I got on the business side, the producing side, you know, just doing other stuff into music that I love to do, and working with artists hands on. That was, like, you know, my main goal, because I feel like that, you know, the way I would carry music, I want, you know, the next artist on the come up that's trying to rise, you know, to carry it the same way. If you want to be number one, you feel what I'm saying? You got to be mean. You got to be a beast at it, you know? That's just what I was taught. You either eat or be eating, you know?
Yes, so, you know, that's like, the truth.
Yeah, because, you know, it was like, you know, I was always around this producer. And basically, he moved out to California, to be honest with you. And he used to tell me to do certain things, like with sound and all that stuff. So, like, and this is when I first started, you know, getting into music. And, you know, because, like I said, I started off in church. I was always around music because basically I had brothers that rap, cousins and stuff like that, sisters and, you know, that sang and you know.
I don't mean to cut you off, but now you said that was in Alabama. So are you born and raised in North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in North Carolina. No, the Alabama situation happened when I moved further up to the city. You know what I'm saying? I started off in the country, you know, where I was born and raised. Eastern North Carolina, you know. A lot of people wouldn't be familiar with it. You know, it's Greenville, ECU. If you ever heard of the ECU Pirates, I was born and raised in Greenville, North Carolina, basically. I stayed all over the place, like, you know, the little countries and stuff like that. And like I said, you know, it started from church. And, you know, like I said, I was always around this producer. And he was from my same area. And, you know, his name was like Hollywood Hot Sauce or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But his real name was – his producer name was Hollywood Hot Sauce. His real name was Paul Dawson. And, he was a dope producer, man, like crazy producer. So basically, it started off with him and my brother, my older brother, you know, because my older brother was a rapper. So, you know, that's how that happened. And then from there, basically, like, I started to find myself just meeting DJs, just randomly meeting DJs, and sometimes not even in the club. It would just happen randomly through, like, friends. So that's what made me – also made me a DJ. I'm a part of a Bio DJs, and you know, I break artist records basically, that if, you know, if people want to know that. So I found myself hanging with, like, old school DJs, you know, that's, like, veterans that's been doing it for a minute. And, you know, they was like, well, I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you how to do that. It's easy and simple. I'm like, nah, man, I can't do that. It's going to be kind of hard. I was like, well, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. So just show me, you know what I'm saying? Because I always had a mindset where, you know, even if I couldn't do something, I'm going to still try it. You know how it is, you test the waters, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I still tried it.
You know, we never know what we're good at unless we try, so.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, I started to, do stuff that DJs was doing. I started to carry, you know, the turntables and stuff like that to the clubs and, it was the do's and the don'ts. And, you know, I still have some other stuff. I mean, I need to learn as a DJ because right now, like I said, I'm an artist and I'm doing the business side and I'm breaking the records. So, you know.
Okay. So are you currently DJing?
Yes, but I'm not in clubs right now. Like, I'm just breaking the records right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, putting the artists on. Of course I'm running up to clubs and, you know, with the DJs and talking and doing the business side and, you know, meeting artists and just, you know, doing certain stuff. But I haven't started doing no parties yet, but that's coming.
Okay, not a problem. Well, you know, you're always staying on your grind and, you know, that's how we caught up with you. But basically, you know, we'll get back to Carolina music because, you know, it's buzzing right now. You know, you got a hot artist. The real JT on the roster, you know. He's from New Jersey, but, you know, he's currently in North Carolina, you know, but we'll get to him. So basically my next question is going to be, you know, as far as Carolina Music, a record label, indie label, what separates Carolina Music, you know, what makes them stand out more than every other indie label? Like if I'm an artist and I'm in North Carolina, you know, tell me why I should contact you and get down with your label. Like, what do you bring to the table as a record indie label?
I feel like that I bring a lot of passion, and like I'm more of a influence that is gonna give the artist everything that he needs and everything that he needs to learn. You know what I'm saying? As you know. Entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, as an artist in the game, because basically, you know, it was mistakes that I made, and I said, you know what, I learned from the mistakes, and, you know, and I learned from the OGs, you know, like, whether it was, you know, older rappers or it was, you know, basically, you know, DJs or whoever that was into music. So, like, basically, I just did everything my way. I felt like that Carolina Music, it stands out more to me. And it made more sense. It just made more sense. And then I felt like that, you know, for
the art more of the business side instead of just releasing music. So you're kind of like guiding them. So that's what the record label does.
Yeah, exactly. You know, basically, because it was more like that. If we're going to be the Carolinas, because I looked at it like, okay, you know, I think of it as like basketball. Okay, we know Michael Jordan was the biggest thing out of North Carolina. I'm like, you know, the way, you know, everybody treated basketball here, you know, Michael Jordan and some of the greats that came out of, you know, North Carolina, Jerry Stackhouse and, you know, all these great legends in basketball. And I'm like, well, you know, if they treated basketball like they did music, you know, it would, like, we would be like an unstoppable force because this is a basketball state. But, you know, you got music on the low. So, you know, like I said, I felt like that basically, you know, going through tough times in the South. I felt like I was going through tough times in the South and, you know, with, you know, slavery back in the days and all that. I felt like that basically Carolina Music would be a better fit because why try to be these other labels and join these other labels that's already established. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, why not be the Carolinas? Let's just be us. You know, I feel like it was basically also a struggle that a person was going through, but they eased through that struggle, you know, with a strong mindset.
So you really want to pinpoint Carolina to, like, represent for the South. You wanted to make history for the South. Like, it sounds like,
not just the South, but the world. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to, like, I felt like the Carolina music should be, like, I feel like that we should be like the new Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan, but still Michael Jordan on the team. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Basically, you
so
know what I'm saying? Not just, you know.
Indie labels you want to represent and you want to know we're coming out of Carolina, because maybe everybody thinks that, like, the Carolina is slept on. You know what I'm saying? You guys have a lot of hot artists. Like, when I think of. I'm a woman, so when I think of North Carolina, like, the first thing that didn't pop in my head was basketball. But from that perspective of music perspective, like, I remember, you know, I'm 38 years old. So when I think of music and I think of North Carolina, I think of, like, okay, P. Pablo, J. Cole.
Exactly. Go ahead.
He's what?
Now, I said Peter Pablo really made a stamp. You know, a lot of people don't give him the credit.
North Carolina. I didn't, you know, I'm not going to front. I really didn't, you know, think of North Carolina too much. Other than that, when he came out in that song, and he's like, North Carolina, you know, I was like, okay, so let me pay attention. And then ever since I paid attention to, you know, North Carolina, I really learned to appreciate, like, the whole thing, you know, everything that you guys got going on. People really, like, sleep
exactly.
on those things because everybody's so busy paying attention.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, it was a lot more talent. Like, Petey Pablo, you know, put a stamp on, the Carolinas, like, it set the tone and just gave a lot of people opportunities that wanted to blow. It just definitely motivated me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm like, hey, you know, he's the first, you know, Carolina artist that comes out and just blow. You know what I'm saying? And nobody didn't know who he was.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It was crazy. So, you know, I felt like that, hey, you know, and he won't even, to me, I felt like that he was definitely like a decent artist, but I felt like that he had a potential to really, you know, go further in his career than what he did. So, you know, I was like, well, hey, if he's done with music and, you know, maybe he was going through stuff or whatever, cause, you know, basically he made like two albums or three or whatever, you know, and that was it. So I was like, well, you know, somebody else need to come out. And then you had, like, Ninth Wonder, and, you know, then you had, like, J. Cole. Ninth Wonder was a producer, but they said he was a rapper, too. I didn't know he was a rapper, you know, until I heard him. But, you know, you got J. Cole, too, so, you know, which is fine with Rock Nation.
Carolina in, like, all the other genres, you know, like classical, rock, you know, blues kind of sound. They come out of North Carolina, but when it comes to hip-hop, those are, you know, things I think about. So, you know, I want to give a salute to you and shout out, you know, for even taking the time to be like, you know what, I think I'm going to start a record label, which you did, and, you know, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to, you know, put people on and make sure they recognize North Carolina, you know. And that being said, you have an artist that you're currently working with, The Real JT. And he has a lot of projects that are coming out. Mm-hmm.
I discovered The Real JT in Burleson, North Carolina. And, like, basically, I discovered him through a friend. And my homeboy, like, yo, you need to check this artist out. This artist, you know, he's from up north, whatever. He's from, you know, New Jersey. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna check him out. He kept telling me about him because, basically, you know, at that time, you know, I was done with music for a little while, but I told myself, you know, I'm gonna get back into it. So basically, he was like, yo, come to the club, whatever, da da da. You know, I didn't never end up going to the club. You know, I just saw the video clip, of course. basically the real JT opened up for Juvenile, man. And when I seen him perform, man, you know, when I seen it, I was like, oh my God, yo, he got a lot of energy, you know. He's, you know, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's very passionate about what he do. He's business minded. You know, he's very lyrical, you know, basically. So like when I met him, you know, like I said, I got end up getting his number, you know, we talked, you know, and he just, you know, asked me like, why you chose to push me and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I like the way you move with music, man. You're very passionate, man. You know, you're very hungry. You know, I see it in your eyes. I see it in you. You know, you got everything, you know, like from the looks and, you know, from you just the way you carry yourself with music, man. So, like, from there, we just started rolling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took him to the studio, to Incredible DJ Polo Studio, definitely shout out to DJ Polo because, you know, he showed me a lot as far as, you know, being into music and stuff that I didn't, you know, basically have together at first. So I took the real JT to the studio, man. He went in there, killed it. No pen, no pad, just ripped it. Ripped it open like Biggie and Pop and them, you know, this is crazy. You know, ripped it open like Jay and them, man, you know. The real JT.
I remember you telling me a story that, you know, I think you guys were on your way to a show or on your way to the studio, and he had his CDs. And he literally, you know, people listening, I don't recommend this. You know, it's dangerous, so we're not saying it's okay, but we're showing an example of his ambition that he literally jumped out at the light and passed out his CD to somebody.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was, oh, my God, yo, like, we was in Atlanta, and, like,
okay,
we
Atlanta.
Had just done a show. Yeah, we had, matter of fact, we had just done a show, basically with Ray Daniels, you know what I'm saying? You know, out of FM, you know, radio basically. And we got done doing a show. Of course, this is his like second mixtape. It's his third mixtape. Counted out. So, you know, basically, man, you know, we, you know, coming from the show, you know, we riding, we go get something to eat. We get to a stoplight, you know, leaving out of Atlanta. And we see a dude that's in the car. You know, he had like a red car, like a red, it was like a Chrysler or something, man. He just booming. And we had a stoplight chilling, you know, we see him. And JT just looking at him, you know, he stares at him first. And I'm like, what he about to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck. So basically, it's like, what's going on? So basically, he jump out the car and run across the highway. You know, the highway, bigger than what I thought in Atlanta. So he, so basically, he runs, you know what I'm saying, across the highway and go talk to the dude, give him his CD, and then like, you know, like dang, because we. Before he got out, I'm like, yo, get back in the car. You know what I'm saying? He won't listen. He was flying across the highway. This is dangerous, you know. You gotta remind yourself, like, I don't know if you ever been to Atlanta, but, you know, like, the cars are flying. Yeah, the traffic is flying. It's flying. Nobody's stopping. Okay. Man, he's going across there like Superman.
Just like L.A.
You said what?
I said, during certain hours, their traffic is just like L.A., bumper to bumper. God. And they do speed out in L.A. They don't use none of their brakes. They just go zooming in and out of the traffic. You know,
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but he's from New Jersey, so, you know, he's used to it.
You know, I mean, I try to remind myself when I'm around him that he's going to carry it like the city, you know what I'm saying? Like the big city. Like, so whatever he do, I can't be shocked. I can't be shell shocked by, you know? It's crazy, yo, for real. Like, so, you know, like.
He's very talented. You know, why don't you tell, you know, everybody tuned in, you know, his latest song, his music videos on YouTube.
Oh, man, he got, like, so many videos. He got a basically a video out that we haven't put out yet, but that we basically we're working on getting the rest of the footage. Basically, he got I Get It Back, you know, which he got I Get It Back, you know, I Get It Back video with this, you know, of course with the, you know, the hit, and that was off Levels Up, and then he got
were you there when he filmed Boston?
Well, I wasn't. He done that in Jersey, and you know, basically, I wasn't there when he done Boss Talk. I was there when he done the song Reality. I don't know if you heard that one, the song Reality.
Okay, yes.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, so we actually shot that song. We actually done Reality, you know what I'm saying, right in the crib that I'm living in now, you know, basically. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but we done that. We shot that video here, which, you know, is pretty dope. And basically, man, it's like, you know, it's a form of struggle. That's the whole point of that song Reality. It's like real life, you know. It's talking about not just his life, talking about my life. It's talking about, you know, what a person that can relate, that, you know, that's been in the struggle, or that's, you know, that come from nothing, you know, you know, trying to get on his feet, you know, trying to get a job and stuff like that, man. You know, that was the whole concept of Reality, you know. Also, you know what I'm saying, like JT, man, he, you know, he rocked out the DJ Calf. You know, he done a live video there, you know, basically with some of the songs off Counted Out. You know, My Turn is real dope. Then you have Breadwinner, you know, that one's real dope. And then you have let's see, you got so many, man. You got so many songs. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Well, when is he dropping his next project? What's the name of his next, upcoming? Like, can you give us some, you know, exclusive stuff?
Ooh,
like, what,
we haven't.
What
we haven't. His next project. We haven't named that one yet. We you know, right now working on an album, you know, and I'm thinking, I mean, I got some basically some ideas, but right now we haven't basically, you know, came up with a name for it. But right now we still got Counted Out. A lot of people still wanting that. So we'll probably be dropping the album very, very soon. I'm thinking, like, you know, either by the summer or, you know, early fall or something like that, you know. I'll keep you up to date with that, you know.
Yes, most definitely.
So, you know, the next video shoot, look out for Project Baby. We shot that one in Atlanta, you know. So that one's gonna be coming. I'm just waiting to hear back from the video editor with the rest of the footage. So as soon as you know, I hear back from that one. What you say?
No, I said that's great. You know, that it,
yeah,
it
yeah.
Seems
so,
like
you guys
show a lot of you work a lot of, you know, a lot of your work is based out of, like, of course, you know, you always showed love to North Carolina. That's home base right there. But it seems like you guys travel a lot.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, I feel like, you know, basically why I named it the Carolinas, because, you know, I felt like that it was only right that, you know, people, if we gonna be the Carolinas, then, you know, you got the Baby, which the Baby blew up in Charlotte, and it's Baby on Baby. He represent. You see how the Baby representing Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah. So I felt like that it's only right. You know, why not be Carolina music? Why not be the Carolinas, man? You know. Because, you know, basically it's like, you know, you got to represent something. We got to represent something because we've been down. We have all this talent, and there's still a lot of talent coming.
Yeah. So basically, okay, Carolina Music as the record label, you know, if the genres of the artists that you sign is, I guess, mostly hip-hop, R&B? Is that a correct statement or no? I don't know.
Right now, it's hip hop and R&B, but I'm branching out a little bit more, you know, because you know,
okay.
Like I want to have.
You know, if Carolina music, if they can, you know, stamp that and make the foundation for hip hop and R&B, you know, kind of tell the story. Basically, it's like hip hop artists that come out of New York, like you know, the Nas's, the Jay-Z's, they got to tell the stories of what happens in, you know, Marcy Projects or what happened in Queens and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, Brooklyn, you know, so they got to tell the stories. So if you can give a platform to artists that come, you know, for the hip hop genre to be the voice of hip hop, be the voice of North Carolina and tell those stories about what really goes on in North Carolina, how the struggle is real sometimes there and, you know, how people can overcome that, you know, because I know everybody out of North Carolina is looking at DaBaby right now or has been.
Yeah. Everybody focused on DaBaby, man. DaBaby, you know, is definitely gifted. When I first heard him, I don't know if you ever, like, he had a different name before he was just DaBaby. His name was Baby Jesus or something like that, you know. And
he was known as Baby Jesus. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he had a song called Diamonds or something, A Whole Lot of Diamonds. This, you know, and I didn't really know who he like was, like, far as when he changed over his name, but I just was hearing that song. It was like, and it was going like, I got a whole lot of diamonds, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It went like that, and like, you know, it was a real dope song, so it was real catchy, and it was just in my head, like, okay, he's dope, like, da 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 da.
He's a good artist. You just got to stay out of trouble. But he's a really good artist.
Yeah.
You know, being that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he's going through some stuff.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's young, and I don't like to talk about it too much. But, you know, we have you on the phone. You know, you represent North Carolina. So that being said, okay, we have Carolina music. We covered your artist, JT. We spoke about what North Carolina, you know, as far as the state it is in the music and hip-hop world. So basically, you know, from a person that's been in the music, you know, on the side of music, in the music world for a long time, such as yourself, you know, what do you feel like is the current state of hip hop? Like, what do you think that it needs or it's missing? Like, because people always get confused between MCs and rappers and what hip hop music is and rap music. So what is your intake on that? Like, how do you feel about that?
My intake is on, like, you know, music. Like, I feel like that, you know, a lot of times it gotta be in you, but at the same time, if it's something that you never, you know, but done and you wanna get into it, you need to basically grow a passion for it, and you need to go hard at it and don't stop and don't give up. I feel like that's the main thing, like, far as getting into, you know, music and, you know, getting into hip hop, period. And because basically, you know, I always been the type of person that, you know, was into drums and, you know, wanted to play drums. So I started playing drums, and I used to beat on tables and stuff like that and make these crazy sounds. So basically, like, I just never really gave up. And I feel like that you gotta learn, and sometimes, you know, it don't help with you just trying to link up with too many people and learn from too many people, because everybody's not gonna have the knowledge that basically a legend would have, or, you know, a goat would have, you know, a person that's doing it. So, you know, basically you gotta find yourself.
You learn the most from your losses, from your mistakes.
Yeah, that's very true. You know what I'm saying? You gotta find yourself. I feel like you gotta find yourself as a person into this. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know where you stand, and you gotta know your lane, because, you know, you might feel like that one thing might work for you, and that might not work for you. You might be good at something. You might say, well, I want to rap, but you might not be good at rapping. You might be good at singing, and you don't even know it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, it's true.
And I feel like what rap music is missing is the '90s and their, you know, some of the '80s music, like, you know, with Biggie and Jay-Z and,
like,
you know, Tupac and Nas,
like,
and
like everybody forgets the struggle. Like, you know, like a lot of like hip, you know, I won't say hip hop artists, but a lot of rappers nowadays, it's like, okay, you're rapping about your Bugatti, you're rapping about your jet and your diamonds and your
exactly.
money, but how'd you get there? Like, we want to know who you are.
Exactly. Like, you know, exactly. Cause basically I feel like that rap music, definitely rap music, but you know, hip hop was based off a story of like, okay, what type of struggle you went through. You shouldn't be coming into rap automatically as a rich person and rapping about all this money you got, because then people gonna look at you crazy. Like, they gonna say, okay, how did you get all this money? What, how did you start? Because basically, you know what I'm saying, hip hop was based off, you know, struggling and you trying to get out the struggle, and you know, you living in the projects, and you know, you living in the ghetto, you know, you're a ghetto child, and you know, you trying to find a way to make it, you know what I'm saying? And music, you know, rap music was basically your way of getting out, you know what I'm saying? One of your ways of getting out anyway. So
yeah.
I feel like that people that's already got rich families, you know, with money, I feel like, what are you going to rap about? What have you done in the streets? You know what I'm saying? How much, I ain't going to just necessarily say it's a gift, but, you know, how much trouble have you got in on the streets, or, you know, run-ins with the law, and was you struggling in high school or middle school or whatever as a child? What is your story? You know what I'm saying? Was you always picked on? Like, you know, what is your story as far as what you gonna rap about? Because if you don't have nothing to rap about besides money, you killing yourself, but you killing yourself as an artist, but you killing the game, you know what I'm saying? You killing the industry because people don't wanna just hear about it. Huh?
Yeah, there's no substance to the lyrical content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they always try to say, I'm going to weigh you in on this too, you know. Basically, it's like everybody thinks that the old heads, like the OGs, like the people in their 30s are against the kids, you know, the 16 to 25, okay? But really, we're not. It's just we're trying to preach about, like, okay, you know, if you're going to make music and you're going to come into the game, do it right. You can't come into the game. Like, a lot of these young artists, they come into the game like, oh, I'm better than Biggie. I'm better than Pac. I'm better than this, I'm better than that. But what have you done? You know what I'm saying? Like, what have you contributed to the, you know, not the industry, but I'll say to the hip hop era of
exactly. You know, artists can think that, but you ain't gonna fool me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, everybody gonna feel like they the best. But if you the best, you got to prove it, because up north, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, out west, you know, basically, them cats, if you saying you was nice or whatever, them battle. That's what Biggie and them done. Mm-hmm. That's what Jay and them done, battle.
Yeah.
Your music going to speak for itself also, too. You know, your music is going to speak for yourself. If you saying you the best, you know, it's going to speak for you on the charts.
Prove it. You know, they got to prove it. And you know, and that's what I hope Carolina Music, and that's what Carolina Music is going to bring to the game. You know, I wish you guys so much success, because that's what Carolina needs. Like, I've been rocking with North Carolina for a long time. You know, I used to go in and out of North Carolina all the time. I used to live in North Carolina for a little bit, you know, because I wanted to really see what was going on. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see the whole scene, check out the scenes, the hip-hop scenes, you know, check out the communities, who's getting involved in the community, the clubs, the promoters, the radio stations. So I really wanted to get in touch with everything. That's why I like to travel a lot, because I want to see for myself, like, what's going on. I don't want to just talk about what people tell me. I want to... I want to be able to see what's going on. You're still with me?
Yeah. I lost signal. Perfect. I tried to call the radio station. I lost signal or something, and we end up hanging up.
No, it's okay. Everybody can still hear us. Even though I conferenced you through my the telephone. So basically, you know, again, I want to thank you for joining me. You know, the show's about to go off, but again, before you leave me, I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you on social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram. I want you to let everybody know that's listening in North Carolina, you know, how can they contact you if they want to, you know, sign to the label or get management? You know, let everybody know where they can find you and contact
basically, you. Basically, you can contact me. You can email me through TafCarmichael@gmail.com. That's TafCarmichael at gmail.com. TafCarmichael at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Carmichael Taff, basically. And also, you can find me on Facebook, Carmichael Taff. You can find me on Instagram, Carolina Music, basically. It ain't hard, you know. So, you know, I'm still getting used to this internet thing, you know, this new, like, Twitter and all this other stuff, you know, which I haven't got. So I'm trying, you feel what I'm saying?
No, I feel you.
I feel like it's too much internet, but, you know, that's the new wave is, you know, a lot of the internet. So, you know, but you can also, you know, check us out, you know, new videos coming. You know, we got a lot of big events coming that we about to do, man, you know, basically. So I want everybody to tune in, you know what I'm saying? Lace your boots up, you know, sit back, grab you a drink or something, enjoy the ride, you know? That's what it is, you know. So
you want to get any shout outs?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Shout out to, you know, FM Radio, number one, and shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, Melissa. Shout out to Ray Daniels. Shout out to DJ Polo, the whole Bayou DJs family. You know, shout out to, you know, Carlos LeBron, out of Fleet DJs. You know, shout out to, you know, basically, you know, everybody that's on the everyday grind that's out here getting it, you know. Yeah, you know, also, you know, shout outs to, you know, basically all the Carolinas that's, you know, on the come up, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the shows, doing what they're supposed to be doing at this point, basically. And shout outs to everybody that's coming to the DJ Cab. That's one event that all the DJs needs to come to, you know what I'm saying, if they want to, you know, basically – you know, network and, you know, grow and meet some of the legends. You know, people need to come.
You said it was the Carolina Conference?
Huh?
You said it was the Carolina Conference?
No, it's a Carolina D. Of course, Carolina Music, we going to be there. It's called the DJ Cav, basically. And some of the DJs, promoters, you know, the ones, especially upcoming promoters and, you know, the people that want, you know, to get into some venues and get a name for themselves, you know. The incredible DJ Polo is, you know, he's one of the founders of it, especially in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, he always have, you know, the big legends out there, you know. Shout outs to 102 Jams, you know, all the DJs out of 102 Jams. Shout outs to, you know, DJ Rio, Rich Talk over there, you know, Gino and them. Shout outs to basically USB DJs, you know what I'm saying, Crate DJs, you know, shout outs to them, you know, for rocking out with me. Basically, shout outs to Coalition DJs, shout outs to all everybody, you know, out of the Carolinas that's doing it big. South Carolina too. That's another reason why I named, you know, my label Carolina Music, because South Carolina is a part of us too. I can't forget about South Carolina, you know.
Everybody forgets about South Carolina.
we can't forget about South Carolina, because they're part of the legacy too, you know what I'm saying, South Carolina. You know, so shout out to them over there. The Coalition DJs with them and all the DJs is putting on over there. You know, so that's, you know, for the most, I'm gonna keep it. Other than that, anybody I left out, shout out to them too, you know.
Well, I want to thank you for your time, and I really appreciate you joining me. on the Justice Lane Show with IFM Radio. Again, Carmichael, you already know, you know, hit me up. You know, I'm sure we'll speak after the show. But again, you know, you much blessings and salute. Keep doing your thing. You know, keep, you know, keep going. Just don't stop. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you pretty much been talking about. The interview is like, you know, it's about not giving up. So I love it.
Yeah, you know.
Definitely shout out to the real JT. He's definitely representing for North Carolina and New Jersey. For everybody that's tuned in, make sure you check out his music. Go ahead.
What's up, East Orange, New Jersey? You know what I'm saying? You know, basically, you know, New Jersey, you know, basically is one of those cities, rough cities. So definitely, you know, shout outs to them. So, you know, the real JT going to hold it down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For y'all.
I think the last one that I can recall, I hope nobody quotes me, don't shoot the messenger, but, you know, one artist that sticks out when you think about New Jersey, you think about Fetty Wap. So
Fetty Wap.
Next, huh?
Yeah, you think about Fetty Wap, you know, you still have some other ones too, you know. But Fetty Wap is one of the biggest ones, you know. So, you know, don't forget about Red Man and what's his name? Joe Buttons, you know, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, oh, God, I can't believe I forgot them. But I'm saying, like, yeah, like the newest, you know, like, you know, newest kind of, you know, the younger one. So that's why I was like, okay, definitely like the last one I remember is Fetty. So, but like I said, the next one coming is the real JT. You know, you already know.
Look out for the real JT. You know what I'm saying? You can also find him, you know, Instagram. You can find him on Twitter. You can find him on SoundCloud. You can find him on YouTube, Facebook. His Instagram is basically the_real_JT. You know, Twitter, the real JT, you know, it's simple, you know, basically, you know, it ain't hard to find us, you know. So you can look out for him, you know, like I said, also find his music on the rest of the platforms.
That's
you know,
real,
so
well, again, thank you for joining me. I'm gonna play like two more songs and then it's a wrap up, it's the end of the show. Again, thank you for calling in, Carmichael. Thank you for representing for North Carolina. Telling everybody about your record, your indie record label, Carolina Music, your artist. You know, I really appreciate your time. So thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. For everybody that's tuned in, make sure you visit our main website, ifm-radio.com, and subscribe. We are now on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Yes, you heard me right. iHeartRadio and Spotify. So make sure you download that app. Your favorite app, whichever it is, iHeart, Spotify, and make sure you follow IFM Radio. If you want to check out this interview, if you're just tuning in, I was just joined by Carmichael Taft, owner of Carolina Music, calling in live from North Carolina. If you're just tuning in, you missed it. The show's almost over. I'm about to play two more songs and call it a day. But you could join me on Facebook at Justice Lane. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Madhouse Inc. Again, you can follow us on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Go there now. You can listen to the radio interview later. You can listen to the show. Make sure you check it out. Right now, we're going to get into the next song. This is Way Up with ZOCAP featuring E-Pimp. They're representing out of Pompano, Broward County, Florida.
All right, let's get it.